Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, I was in L.A. for the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE, conference convention back in L.A. back in August, and I met a new friend, Frank Kinney, came up to me and introduced himself. We had a great visit, and he gave me a copy of his book, The Seven Secret Laws of Society. And so I invited him to be on the show, and he's here right now. I wanted Frank to talk to us. He's got a lot of different things that he can help us with to run our business, but also to think about our communities and the way we can support our communities, especially through chamber membership. Frank Kinney, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. It's good to talk to you again. I enjoyed meeting you in L.A., and I'm proud of the work you're doing. He's been a chamber executive for a long time. He's done a number of things. Frank, you've become one of the top experts on helping chambers deal with social media, and congratulations on that distinction. You know, Frank, one of the things that I've said for a long time, and I'm not a social media expert for chambers, but I have thought about it a lot, and I have been concerned about it, and that is that I've been concerned that some chambers might not know how to integrate the social media aspect, and they might feel they might wind up being the worst for that. What do you think?
Well, you're right. You know, some chambers are looking at it just as another advertising tool, and so they're using it as a promotional kind of channel. And others are just way behind. They're not even really going yet. They've launched. You know, do they have a Twitter account or a Facebook account because their board member asked, are we on there? But they're not really using it very much.
Right.
So they're at risk of getting left behind because it's such a game changer.
Well, there are a couple of things that to me, and folks, when we talk about, as we talk about chambers, you should think, if you're a chamber member and you care about chambers, okay, you can stay with us on that. But you should also think, okay, how does this advice that Frank's giving us, how does this apply to my own business? Because everything we're talking about, basically, our chamber is a business, basically, just like your business and my business. And Frank, the two things about social media for chambers to me is, number one, if they use it properly, it's a great recruiting and retention tool. If they deny it, if they deny that it's there and sort of don't get involved, it becomes the replacement. It could become the replacement for a chamber, couldn't it?
Yeah, it very much could. You know, in the early days of this, I was saying this is either the best thing that's ever happened to your chamber or it's the most risky thing. And if you turn it to your advantage, oh my goodness, the reach that a Chamber of Commerce has now because it sits at that special place between the community, the regular community, and then the business community and government. Well, the chamber is that honest broker sitting right in the middle of all those.
That's right.
And through your membership, you have a reach to hundreds of thousands of people absolutely for free now through your social media channel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's powerful.
The chamber, coming around to this, to the social media world, is the same as a business, Frank. And that is that we've been operating analog business models, even though we were using technology for a long time, until, you know, the last 10 years, basically our business model was analog. And in the last 10 years, a large part of the marketplace is switched over to digital. And so our challenge is how to manage both of those worlds successfully, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You can't leave behind the people that haven't come along. You know, well over 50% of the people are fully okay with just email everything, email newsletter, email reminders, sign up online for the gala or the golf. You know, they're okay.
But bill paying online, members, the whole thing.
Yeah, they're 100%. I mean, if you don't offer that to them, they just don't know how to interact with you. But then again, you still have some people that matter, you know, that 20-30% maybe, that they want to hold their newsletter in their hand, or that you have to send them things with mail.
Right.
You can't forget about those people.
You're basically operating parallel universes in a way, aren't you?
Yeah, you really are.
But it can be done. But everything you just said, Frank, could be used whether you're talking about a chamber or Susie's knit shop or the Jones Manufacturing Company. Everything you just said applies to all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah. A chamber is a small business, and so the same rules apply for sure.
Let's talk to us about some of the laws that the seven laws that you've identified, which one of these laws applies to what we just talked about the most? Would that be consistency, or what do you think?
I think reciprocation. A lot of this work came through Robert Cialdini and Maslow and his hierarchy of needs.
Right.
You have to reach out first to other people. I call it a strategy of give gifts, be generous.
My friend Ivan Meisner, with founder BNI, says givers gain.
That's right. And Bob Berg has his series of books about go givers. The fact is, with social media, you can't wait. As a business owner, you can't wait for other people to reach out to you and become your customers. You reach out, and the gift you give a lot of time is just information, content, knowledge. And that starts the ball rolling, because once you give something to somebody else, you kind of place a subtle obligation on them to return the favor in some way.
But the word subtle is what's important, because when you think about marketing and advertising, a lot of times it's not subtle. There's a call to action, especially in advertising, that's not subtle at all. Come buy our stuff. But when you talk about social media, when you're executing social media, it is more subtle. It requires more patience, doesn't it?
It really does. And you got to think through your strategy. You know, it's a whole lot of it is give. And then when you do your call to action, you have a relationship that you've built up over time.
You've made deposits.
And the people are much more likely to go through with it at that point.
You've made deposits to the relationship prior to that, hadn't you?
You absolutely have.
Yeah. Frank, tell us how we can find your book and give us your website, please.
Well, the website is Frank J. As in Joseph, frankjkenny.com, and Kenny is K-E-N-N-Y. So frankjkenny.com.
And the book is Seven Secrets Laws of Society. Can they find that there?
Yeah, it's a free digital download, or you can buy the card cover if you want.
I have the hard copy. Going to take a quick break, 20 after, right back with our new friend, Frank Kenny. We're going to talk some more about these seven secret laws of society and how they apply to your business. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.